What do you call that thing with a handle on it and that you have to come in before you can come in the room?
Have to run off?
Well, the whole thing that you have to open before you can come in the room?
Door?
Okay. All right, say it was open and you wanted somebody, you didn't want Bill, okay? So you might ask your daughter to get up and what, the door?
Shut.
Okay.
It's right off the top of the head.
That's good. That's where you want it. Okay, what do you call the boards on the outside of the house that kind of overlap each other like this?
Come back.
Did you have them on your house when you were growing up?
I know what I want to say, but I don't know if this would be right. You mean overlapping?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the house or on the roof?
On the house itself, up on the side of the house.
On the side of the house?
Uh-huh. You may have headboards like that. That's possible.
But I keep thinking about shutters, but I don't think it's right. No.
Okay. You might say, every day I take my car and what into town?
Drive.
Okay. And you might say, yesterday I what into town 3 times? Using the same word. Just yesterday I
drove.
Okay. And then you might say, and I had what into town so many times?
To drive.
Okay. And you might say, I have what every day this week. Using the same word. I have
drove
into town every day.
Every day this week.
Okay, would you say the whole sentence for me?
I have drove into town every day this week.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, we call it part of the house that covers the top.
Roof.
Okay. What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Gutter.
Okay. Anything else?
There's another name, but I can't think of it.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Say you have a house and an L. Do you know, are you familiar with an L on the house? Okay, and both of them have peaked roofs. Okay, and then the place where they come together is a low place, kind of shaped like this. And on the roof. And what do you call that low place in the roof where they come together? You ever have a name for that?
No.
Okay, all right. What would you call a little building that you might have outside in the backyard or something where you keep gardening tools? Tools of various sorts. People used to keep wood in them sometimes.
Well, I would call it a utility or work.